Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Amos Asael, an independent Israeli analyst and writer on current affairs. A rally was held in Tel Aviv the other night to drum up support, to show the public the support that Prime Minister Netanyahu has in light of the announcement that he is going to be indicted. The turnout, people are saying, was not what was expected. What does this say in your eyes?
Not enough of the people who generally lean towards Netanyahu under the current circumstances care enough about his plight to disrupt their schedules and actually take to the street. This is the first conclusion we can draw from the very, very minimal turnout to this rally yesterday, which was actually organized by Likud and in fact offered buses for prospective demonstrators, and even so only managed to attract hardly 3,000 people reportedly.
But does that show that there is less support for him? People can't be bothered perhaps, but what about the support for Mr. Netanyahu?
There clearly is a sizable part of the electorate that believes Netanyahu when he makes his case against the judiciary. First of all, in terms of the specifics of the allegations he faces, and then more broadly in terms of what he portrays as tendentiousness in that establishment. Having said this, one should bear in mind that in terms of its absolute size, this following is only part of those who actually voted for Netanyahu, and they too are only one in four Israelis. So Netanyahu should be aware that, unlike his impression, he does not have in this regard half the public. He has less than that.
So you referenced, when it came to this rally, you referenced the specific issue at hand. It was even the signs, the posters at the rally were basically talking about the investigators, investigate the investigators. Is that basically what the Israelis were staying away in droves over?
I say that most people don't know don't go down to the minute details of the charges, and all their judgments are based either on ideology that is regardless of these allegations at stake and a part of a general impressionism. In other words, as far as most people who take sides on this in this debate from both of its sides, what they are really debating is Netanyahu, the man, and the judiciary as an institution, and less so the actual details of the cases at stake.
You are listening to Amos Asael, an independent Israeli analyst and writer on current affairs. Amos, there's a new poll out. It's the first major poll taken since the Attorney General announced he was going to indict Prime Minister Netanyahu in three separate cases of alleged corruption. And the poll basically shows that the Likud, under anybody else but Netanyahu, will garner much fewer seats in the next election. I believe it went down to 27 or even 26 seats compared to 35 for blue and white. What does this have to say about the electorate, especially about the fact that so few people turned up for this rally the other night?
Well, of course, within the political right, Netanyahu is unrivaled and has been such for several years now. He has established himself as the most effective right-wing leader since Menachem Begin, certainly more potent than Shamir in his time and arguably also more than Sharon in his time. And that is why, as long as he's incumbent, none of the prospective successors is actually capable of garnering anything close to Netanyahu's following. But this is valid only as long as he's incumbent. Should he step aside, that might change. And secondly, we understand that much of Netanyahu's following really identifies with his accusations and especially with the subtext of actual or perceived discrimination by Israel's veteran establishment against newer populations. This was the original sentiment that was at play back in 1977 when Likud first conceded labor and launched what now is clearly seen as the Likud era, which is more than four decades by now dominating Israeli politics. So Netanyahu is pandering to that audience, the audience that still feels the pain of the discrimination of the 1950s, or the sense of discrimination that the immigrations of the 1950s felt that they were handed by the veteran establishment. Having said this, the number of Israelis who today still feel this way is proportionately smaller than what it was back when Likud rose to power. And I think Netanyahu is now spending the last amount of this energy. And I'm not sure that it will suffice.
Amos Asael, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.